In this bulletin, two people missing in the New South Wales bushfires and four people unaccounted for in Victoria. Iran to distance itself from the 2015 nuclear deal with other major powers. And in sport, Greek tennis star Stefanos Tsitsipas defeats Alexander Zverev at the ATP Cup. With the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Guyatt. Cooler conditions have arrived in bushfire-affected states, but authorities are reminding residents to stay vigilant. Watch and act alerts are still in place for some communities in Gippsland, and four people remain unaccounted for in Victoria. Hundreds of homes have been lost in New South Wales, and more property losses will likely be confirmed this week once assessment teams arrive on the fire ground. Roz Butt describes her recent experience with the fires at Eden in New South Wales.
We spent the night before last in our car down at the wharf. We were going to stay home, but when they said they were evacuating the Fishermen's Club, we thought, well, it's time to get out. So we spent the night down there, which is something we've never done before, but there were so many people there. But look, the town's rallying around. I've been helping out a bit with some of the locals who have organised food for the fireys and that, and I'm just about to go down and see if they need a hand today.
And the New South Wales Premier Gladys Berejiklian says two people are also missing.
Currently in remote parts of far south New South Wales, there are two people unaccounted for, and we hope that ends in good news, but at this stage we can't account for their safety.
The Country Fire Service has declared a total fire ban in South Australia today as crews assess the damage from the Kangaroo Island blaze. Army personnel and supplies are arriving ahead of concerns about worsening weather and higher temperatures later this week. A number of homes, farms and other properties are believed to have been destroyed, and two people died when they became trapped in the flames. Some childcare centres in Canberra have shut their doors because of bushfire smoke. Air quality in the ACT remains the worst of any city worldwide, forcing the closure of museums and shops. Department of Health staff have relocated to other offices, and Qantas flights to Canberra were cancelled yesterday. In Victoria, the Environment Protection Authority is rating the air quality level today in Melbourne as poor. The state's Chief Health Officer, Brett Sutton, says it's important for people to stay indoors and avoid exercise if they're vulnerable.
Australian homes, unfortunately, aren't the best in terms of insulation. It is an indication of how high the smoke levels have been, but it's also an indication that if you've got prolonged high levels of smoke, that after a while it starts to equilibrate within your air inside your home.
Iran plans to further undo its previous nuclear deal commitments, but says it will continue working with the United Nations Nuclear Monitor. It comes after a United States airstrike killed a top Iranian general in Baghdad. Reports suggest Iran won't respect limits on uranium enrichment capacity. The landmark 2015 nuclear deal involved six major powers, but US President Donald Trump unilaterally withdrew from the deal. A statement indicates Iran's steps could be reversed if the US lifts its sanctions on Tehran. A car has ploughed into a group of German tourists in northern Italy, killing six people and injuring others. The crash happened near Bolzano when the group was gathering to board a bus. It's believed the driver had a high blood alcohol level and was speeding at the time. New Yorkers have marched across the Brooklyn Bridge against anti-Semitism and other hate crimes. The Jewish community organised the event in response to a knife attack at a Hanukkah celebration. Demonstrators carried signs reading "No Hate in Our State" at what was called the No Hate, No Fear March. New York Governor Andrew Cuomo says the strong number of attendees indicates a sense of support and solidarity.
And every New Yorker has felt the pain. Discrimination, racism, anti-Semitism is repugnant to every value that New Yorkers hold dear, and it's repugnant to every value that this country represents.
Greek world number six, Stefanos Tsitsipas, beat Germany's Alexander Zverev 6-1, 6-4 in Brisbane on Sunday night to keep his country afloat at the ATP Cup. Zverev cut an exasperated figure as he traded words with his team between games before finishing with 10 double faults and a first-serve success rate of 45%. It followed 14 double faults in a three-set loss to Australia's Alexander De Minaur on Friday night. Well, now the weather across Australia. Perth, sunny and 33. Adelaide, sunny and 28 degrees. Melbourne, a shower or two and 20. Hobart, mostly sunny, 23. Canberra, shower or two and smoke, 24. Wollongong, similar conditions, 21. Sydney, much the same, 25. Newcastle, a shower or two, 25. Brisbane, a morning shower or two, 31. Cairns, a shower or two, 32 degrees. And Darwin, possible shower or storm, at a top of 35. I'm Greg Dyett, and this is SBS News.